looking good out there already. It was very, very foggy this morning, which is always a good sign, I think. And we're told that parts of the country could see temperatures of 31 degrees today, with Ireland experiencing what's likely to be the final heatwave of the summer. And indeed, I was listening to a national radio station yesterday and they were talking about our second heatwave. I think we here in the Northwest don't remember the first one, or certainly didn't experience it. And it's interesting because conditions are considered to be a heat. We often hear people talking about heat waves, but conditions are considered to be a heat wave if five or more consecutive days of 25 degree heat are observed. And apparently we meet the criteria now. And nighttime temperatures alone are likely to fall between 16 degrees. But as I say, the Northwest has missed out on a lot of sun and heat during the summer so far. So what's in store for us in the Northwest for the weekend? Kenneth McDonough of the Donegal Weather Channel joins us now. Good morning to you, Kenneth.
Good morning, Niall.
Thanks for being with us. And I'm told there were long queues on the roads and for beaches yesterday and hopefully again today. So is it all good news for the next few days, can you tell us?
Yeah, well, over the next 3 days, and it's good enough news. This particular setup is a wee bit different than the last setup. So the last setup, we had a lot of cloud under the high pressure, but this one here, we're going to see nice sunny spells today, Friday, Saturday, and even into Sunday. But we are going to see slight change as we come into Sunday. And just there, in the last 10 minutes there as well, Mid-Ireland have issued a nationwide, for the whole Republic of Ireland, a status yellow temperature warning for Friday and Saturday. And that's because temperatures are going to probably exceed, even in some parts of the Northwest, 27 degrees in places.
Which is great news, and let's hope people get out there and enjoy it. So Friday and Saturday are a given. They are going to be very hot, warm conditions throughout the country. There'll be no regional variations, you think?
No. So then we see a change then in conditions as we head into Sunday. With this kind of warm weather, you always have the risk of thunderstorms, and just like the last spell of weather there as well. I know the Northwest experienced thunderstorms after the heat, even though we didn't get that much heat. It was only kind of one day spell. As we go into Sunday, there could be some kind of the risk of flash flooding in places. I don't know if you remember back there 2 weeks ago when we had the kind of warmer spell across the country. You would have seen there was a lot of thunderstorms that kind of formed up around the Derry Tyrone area that kind of give flash flooding. So there is signs that them sort of conditions could occur in parts of the Northwest and even other parts of Ireland through Sunday evening, so there could be.
All right, okay. So Sunday is iffy. So Kevin, our own Kevin, is right. But Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, looking okay, is it, Kenneth?
Yes, at the minute, Sunday morning and early afternoon looks okay, but then during the later afternoon hours, evening hours, we're looking at the risk of thunderstorms bubbling up. With the heat, the best way to describe thunderstorms, it's you can have a kind of general area where they're going to develop, but it's like a saucepan full of water. You're just waiting for that water, the first bubble to come up. That's literally what thunderstorms are like, and when you're forecasting them.
Right, okay. So everybody agrees on this. You agree, and various meteorological sites agree this is going to be probably the best weekend of the year, no doubt about it.
I would say, yeah, it'll probably be one of the warmest weekends of the year, and I would advise people to make the most of it, because it looks like there is going to be a bit of a change through next week with some heavy showers, even some maybe possible more thunderstorms at the time, but it might not be too long now before we go back in the kind of more unsettled period for a while.
All right, okay. Generally, it's cooler on coastlines. Will that be the case or not, or are we still going to hit the high 20s, low 30s in some cases?
We still will hit the... So long coastlines, you have what you call it, a marine layer. So you have that, as you say, you have that sea breeze coming in. But one advantage maybe if you are living in them areas will be at night time, it will be a wee bit less warmer at night because you have the sea breeze coming, keeping temperatures a bit cooler. But the further you go inland, the warmer it's going to get. But just there from what I'm looking at this morning, like different models are showing up around 28, maybe 29 degrees in some inland parts of the Northwest over Friday and Saturday.
Right, okay, great news. And as I say, we seem to have got very little of a summer here in the Northwest. I mean, you know, England, London in particular, the southeast of Ireland, the east of Ireland have had some incredible weather, but we seem to have missed out on it for most of the summer, haven't we?
just with these areas of high pressure, it all depends on the position of the high pressure and where it sets up, and so basically the airflow. So you may we could be stuck in a northwest airflow, bringing in cooler air, whereas with the high pressure position just a little bit to the east, it could be feeding in an easterly airflow and across parts of the south and east of the country. So that plays a very important role too when you're weather forecasting. So does. And just there, even yesterday, just when you're talking about the other countries as well, there I just seen some satellite images from the likes of Western Europe through Portugal, Spain, France, and how brown the ground is over there, from the drought conditions.
Yeah.
And you've Ireland, lovely and green.